Sound 1. Friday. Sport.
Welcome, and in the next 30 minutes, everything you need for a complete weekend of sporting action ahead. And hot on the heels of Wednesday night's fantastic victory over the champions at Pittodrie, arguably an even more important clash tomorrow and the rearranged match with St Johnstone in Perth. And you've been speaking to Derek McInnes, Dave.
Yes, Dave, and the manager told me today that tackling the Perth Saints away is always tough.
When you've had a really demanding game on Wednesday night, could be even tougher, so but the motivation to go there and do well and win the game is clear, you know, so that's my focus for the game, and you know, we'll have a good back in there as we normally do, but maybe even more again than we normally do. But we take the confidence from the run that we're on, you know, it's 3 months now of league football without a defeat. To beat Celtic the other night, so comfortable as well. I thought the second half was quite convincing with our work. We must take confidence from that going into this game, but also recognise that no two games are ever the same, and every game in this unbeaten run we're on has always had a challenge for us. We've got to try and meet the challenge, which, as we know from experience, you know, St Johnstone are more than capable of turning us over, so we've got to be ready for that as well.
Does it make it even more important after beating Celtic that you follow this up by beating St Johnstone? Does that put any more importance in winning tomorrow?
I said that before, everybody will say, oh, it's no point in winning against Celtic, you can't beat against Celtic. We're well aware of, you know, the need to, and the demand to keep winning games, you know, and but we can't take away from Wednesday night, regardless of what happens tomorrow, you know, and that's the same thing. It was a big performance, big result, a good night for the club, you know, and when you see Pittodrie the way it was on Wednesday night, you want more of that. So to get more of that, we have to keep winning games, and to keep winning games is our only focus. You know, we can only try and work hard to maintain our form and keep picking up good results, and that's what we'll do tomorrow.
Is there an element of revenge after what happened the last time St Johnstone played you?
It was a difficult afternoon for us, you know, there's no getting away for that, but we lost sloppy goals that day, and St Johnstone took full advantage because St Johnstone are good enough to do that, and I thought that for me St Johnstone deserved all the credit for that result. If you look at over the 2.5 years, it has been a result like that, it's been total isolation to anything else, and back then it didn't seem like that, but now when you look at it, you know, it was a very unusual result, and thankfully one that we don't experience too often.
Now, I've also been having a chat with Ash Taylor today, and I asked him about expectation levels.
You win games, the expectation rises every time you win a game, and we're expected to win nowadays because of the performances we are putting in, the type of lads we are and the group we've got, but no, we've just got to keep putting in the performances.
Do you feel that the little dip that you had in October can perhaps in a way be a benefit in the long term because it'll make you mentally stronger, won't it?
Yeah, of course. You, as players, you don't like losing games, and you always get stronger after losing the game. You find out what went wrong and you can improve on that, and look like we are doing that, and we're looking to move forward.
And I guess after, you know, keeping Celtic quiet as a unit, as a defence, you'll be confident you can keep anybody at bay.
Yeah, of course, Celtic are a very good side, they've got very good players, and when they're on the game it's hard to stop them at times, and to be honest it goes to show what type of performance we put in, because we're a little bit disappointed by conceding at the end, and no, we're looking to keep as many clean sheets as we can because it'll put us in good stead for the game.
Good evening, you're on North Sound 1's Friday Sport. I'm Dave McDermott. Joining me tonight, as well as Dave Galloway, is Andrew Scheidy. And, first of all, I think we've got to look back. It was only 2 days ago, and we don't have too much time to bask in the glory of what was one of these unforgettable nights at Pittodrie, and fantastic performance. And after, again, fearing the worst early on, because Celtic had the best of the play. Talk about a goal changing the whole dynamics of a game, because after that there was only one winner.
Well, that's exactly it. That goal just settled everybody down, put the wind up Celtic, and from there on in Aberdeen ran out deserved winners without any question at all. The only surprise was that it wasn't by a more emphatic scoreline, but it was a statement of intent made by Aberdeen Football Club right from the off, to be perfectly honest. When you think back, Celtic went into their huddle and Aberdeen were standing there in a line just on the edge of the centre circle, the way, you know, rugby union sides try to react to the haka when they play against the All Blacks. It was just a statement of saying, we don't care what you're saying in there, we're out to get you. And at the end of the day, we got them.
Yeah, the banner, that's the kind of banner that could go against you had the result not gone our way, but that's exactly it. We're out to get you, and you know, we're on their tails.
Yeah, and that was a great response to the banner that was at Celtic Park a few weeks ago. You know, the Northern Lights switched off since 1985. The so-called Green Brigade, I don't think they would have been feeling too clever on Wednesday night, but you know, what a great way to stand up and be counted and to answer the critics back. A great performance.
Well, we'll come on to Johnny Hayes a bit later on, but say after the game you spoke to captain for the night, Graham Shinnie, of course, about the famous dog bite.
I think it was just a freak accident that happened, and because Johnny's the same size as the dogs, I think he got in the middle of it.
Would it be fair to say that Graham, that Johnny did to Celtic tonight what the dog did to him?
maybe you can say that. He took his frustration out on Celtic. So if that's what he needs to do, I'll be taking my dog round to bite him every week.
Graham Shinnie there.
That's a bit drastic.
A bit drastic, but you know, the manager did say that it does seem, Dave, that you know, if Johnny missed training, that he always seems to put in a spectacular performance. He might maybe not have him at training any day if that's what the result's going to be.
Yeah, what an excellent performance. You know, quite apart from that magnificent goal that he scored, he really ran the show. He was playing in a role that often involved him playing more centrally, playing off Church, and he seemed to revel in that role. He seemed to revel in the freedom that he got.
Okay, tomorrow this becomes the important game, obviously. Every game, one game at a time, the usual mantra. St Johnstone, we've not got a great record against them, Andrew.
We certainly don't. I mean, looking back through the stats, you know, St Johnstone have won the last two meetings between the sides, the 5-1 game that we mentioned earlier, and of course Russell Anderson's final game at Pittodrie was a 1-0 win for St Johnstone. We've got to go back to December 2013 for the last time that we won down there, so make no mistake, it's going to be a tough task. But as you say, we've got 14 cup finals between now and the end of the season, so all of a sudden every game now becomes the most important game of the season. We've got 6 away games to play, 3 home games before the split, but you're looking at these away games and thinking they're all winnable if we play the way we did on Wednesday night. Lots of players got lots of credit, but I think Craig Story for me stood out. He started that game as a young boy, finished it as a grown man. He took time to get into the game, but once he did get into it, he really was very, very impressive. And one of these days he will come and speak to us, because I tried to do an interview for Red TV with him and Graham Shinnie, and Craig just stood there and refused to say anything.
Yes, he's
I'm sure he's not quiet off the park or when he's on the park.
The only way to shut him up is put a microphone in his face, and it works a treat.
I mean, he certainly did his talking on the pitch. I thought he was very good.
Right, let's say team news. There's only Willow and Ryan out, no extra injuries. So what's your team for tomorrow, Dave?
It would have to be the same starting 11 as we had for the Celtic game. Brown in goals, Logan, Taylor, Reynolds and Shinnie, then McGinn, Story, McLean and Hayes, with Church and Rooney.
exactly the same. As long as everybody's fit, I know the game will have taken a lot out of players, but I think when you get a win like that, you don't feel the tiredness in your legs compared to having dropped a point or dropped a couple of points or indeed having lost a game. But the manager does have options available to him if he wants to pop in a Peter Pollitt or a Cammy Smith. He can do that, but I think he will go with his strongest 11, which is just the players that Dave listed there.
Score?
I fancy us to win down there because St Johnstone haven't had any victories in their last seven games, five league games and two cup ties. They've only scored twice in their last seven games, but they're difficult to beat. So I think 2-0 maybe at Aberdeen.
And you're one to watch?
I think a lot of people have a lot of... the spotlight's going to be on Simon Church. I thought he did well against Celtic. It was funny, after the game he came over and spoke when he was waiting for his taxi to come in. He said, they don't give fouls in Scotland. Because he got battered from pillar to post and never a single foul given to him by Stephen McLean. So I hope Don Robertson, the referee tomorrow, is a wee bit more lenient towards him. But I think Church will do well. When you look at the St Johnstone side, Dave Mackay's not going to be there for the rest of the season. Michael O'Halloran's away, Murray Davidson's suspended, so they don't have their problems to seek. They've bought Michael Doyle from Alloa to fill the defensive breach, but I have a feeling that Church will be up against Big Joe Shocknessy, and Joe's a big gentle boy, so he'll look after him.
Okay, who's your one to watch, Dave?
My one to watch, Johnny Hayes. We mentioned him a few moments ago. Outstanding in that victory against Celtic. He scored a wonderful goal, but you know, excellent overall performance. I wouldn't quite allude to or agree with what Graham Shinney said. You know, send his dog round to bite Johnny every week. That's a little bit drastic, but Johnny Hayes could be the one to watch. And as for a score prediction, I'd be delighted with 1-0.
Okay, Tommy Wright and a Gothenburg great coming up right here on Friday Sport.
Friday Sport. This is North Sound 1.
You're in North Sound 1's Friday Sport. The Dons have the first of three back-to-back away games tomorrow against St Johnstone at McDermott Park. Here's Saints boss Tommy Wright.
That's two different games and two different sets of circumstances. They were on a wee bad run. We're probably in a wee dip at the minute, but not too concerned. But football matches change. With goals change games, and so that was evident when we played them up there. We get goals at good times, and it was a good performance, and we were clinical in front of goal. They similarly, you know, for 30 minutes, you know, huffed and puffed, but then get a wonderful goal and get, you know, take a lead and then go on and dominate. So I think the first goal in any game is important, and if we can get it on Saturday, I think it'll give us a platform to go and win the game, hopefully.
Well, former Dons midfielder Neil Cooper believes Derek McInnes and company just need to keep on doing what they've been doing.
I think they've got to persevere what they're doing at the moment. You know, they've got to have that desire, and we had a good blend of youth and experienced players, and a lot of quality players that Aberdeen have at this moment of time. There's a good blend of the experienced lads along with the younger ones, and they've just got to keep that going. You know, like I say, there's a good spirit around the place, and obviously we've got a great management team with Derek and Tony and the rest of the staff, and they've all got to stick together and be strong as a unit. And if you have that and the quality of that Aberdeen have in their playing staff, you know, I think they've just got to go and try and win every game, and they've got to take the game to teams. I think that's where Aberdeen are at their best.
Well, Neil believes we can win it. I think, although the manager and the players will never say publicly they believe it, but behind that dressing room door, I'm quite sure they're all well aware that there hasn't been as good a chance for quite a while.
Well, indeed. I mean, as I say, 14 games to go for both sides. We are reliant on other sides taking points off Celtic, because even if we were to win all 14 games, which would include a win at Celtic Park, we could still lose out on goal difference. But looking at that Celtic side on Wednesday night, when you expected a backlash after the Ross County defeat at the weekend, it didn't materialise. And in the second half, I thought they were as poor a side as I've seen wearing green and white hoops for many, many 3 years. There just seemed to be no cohesion, no fight about them. And, you know,
there was plenty of fight from Kazim Richards, and he was lucky to escape with a yellow card.
Well, I mean, Stephen McLean apparently said there wasn't sufficient violent intent for it to warrant a red card. It's a stamp. A stamp, to me, is a deliberate act of, you know, violence against a fellow player, and he should have been off. But that aside, I thought there was, you know, there was no heart about Celtic. And other sides, if they adopt the same attitude as Aberdeen did on Wednesday and as Ross County did last Sunday, Celtic are there for the taking.
Tomorrow's game is the subject of our poll with Aberdeen Mad, so let's go interactive. Will the Dons go level on points with Celtic tomorrow, Dave?
Yes, 73.9%, Dave. No, 26.1%.
And for our topic, we alluded to it a bit earlier on. It's back to Johnny Hayes, Andrew.
Yeah, it was just asking which was your favourite Hayes screamer against Celtic. Archie Plum says the one against Fraser Forster is my favourite because Forster had gained the unwarranted reputation of being unbeatable, and that was blown out the water by Johnny Hayes with a shot that would still be orbiting the earth if it hadn't hit the back of the net. Gallus79 says Wednesday's one was his favourite. It was the reason we won. It changed the game entirely and deserves credit for taking a chance in a long range hit in such a high pressure match. And the final comment, I think, Scobie McDee, can we call Johnny's goal the hand of dog?
Oh, that's very good.
Okay, let's look at the Scottish Cup fifth round games tomorrow. We start off with the lunchtime kickoff and Rangers against Kilmarnock. And when the sides met in the Cup last year, it was a very poor performance from the visitors. How's it going to go tomorrow, Dave?
I can only see, much as I'd love to see Killy win, I can only see Rangers winning, and probably quite convincingly. Kilmarnock, their confidence is shot to pieces. I'll take Rangers to win 3-0.
Okay, Annan against Morton. Annan, of course, having dispatched Hamilton in some style in the last round. They've got the tail of the bank boys tomorrow as a visitor.
I think it'll be very difficult for them to replicate that, and I think Dec McManus will be on the score sheet for Morton as they win.
Dumbarton against Dundee, a tricky one for Paul Hartley and co.
That is a very tricky one, and speaking to Paul Hartley this week, you know, he would love a long cut run for the Dark Blues, but he's very wary of the threat posed by Dumbarton. I think it'll be quite a tight game. It's a capacity crowd. I think Dundee might just squeeze home. I'll go for 2-0.
Dundee United against Partick. We'll get an indication as to how much this United revival is just the one game, a flash in the pan, or whether it's real.
Well, there should be no pressure on either side because it's a cup tie. And if that is the case, then it's going to be the better footballing side that will come through. And to me, that's Partick Thistle, so I'm going for them.
Motherwell against Inverness, another all-premiership tie.
I think this could be one that might go to a replay. I'll go for 1-1.
Romance of the Cup. Linlithgow Rose, the first junior club to get to this stage. They're up at Ross County.
And that's where the run will end, I think, because County on a high after beating Celtic. And, you know, there'll be some people who fancy County to win both Cups this year. And what an achievement that would be. But they'll win that one, no problem, because Jim McIntyre's very professional. There's no way that they're going to slip up in a game like that.
Edinburgh Derby on Sunday, lunchtime, Hearts Hibs.
Oh, that is a tough one. I think Hearts might just squeeze home 2-1 on the day.
East Kilbride Celtic.
The biggest mismatch in Scottish Cup history, I would suggest. Celtic, it'll be interesting to see what sort of side Ronnie Dyla puts out there.
Better put out his strongest side,
well,
I would suggest.
I think, to be honest, he could put his under-18s out and they'll win the game, but he will put out a strong side and it'll be a walk in the park.
Okay, tomorrow Peterhead in the middle of a fantastic run, but a difficult one, away to Ayr United. Here's boss Jim McAnally.
You'd be lying to say it's not in your thoughts if you could go second. I mean, privately, I know you even think, well, look, you're 8 points behind them, Ferland, you've got to try and chase them. I think it's a long shot because they're a full-time team, and I've been in that position with Morton. I think being full-time is a massive advantage in this league, and I don't think you hit a bad enough run that you would allow 8 points to be overturned, but you never know. So you've got to try and do your best, and you've got to try and aim for the moon, and and see where it takes you. But whilst you're in this position, you've got to try and achieve the best you can, and at the minute, you know, you've got to try and get to the top.
Well, minor football, not minor football in the case of the Highland League, but the Highland League and also the juniors and amateurs have been severely hit so far this year. Looking a wee bit more promising this weekend for the
Yeah, we'd hope that the games go ahead. In the Highlands, it's the Breeden Aggregates Highland League Cup. Brora Rangers against Inverurie Locos looks a cracking tie. Buggy Thistle play for Martin United. Strathspey Thistle travel to Clach. At Harlow Park in Inverurie, it's Cove Rangers against Wick Academy. Forest Mechanics entertain Fort William. Lossiemouth and Fraserburgh meet in a Fisher Derby. Nairn County play Keith in the final ties at the Hawks. Durriff United against Huntley.
The juniors. The fourth round of the Scottish Junior Cup, Hermes for the fourth weekend on the trot will try and get their fixture at Glenrothes played, and the winners are at home to Kilburnie at Ladeside in the last 16. One other cup game, the GA Inter-Regional Cup second round, should be a cracker as well. Colony Park versus Stonehaven. In the McBookie.com Super League, Banks at E are at home to Bridgerton Thistle. FC Stonywood travel to Cooter. It's Dufftown, Hull Russell United. Ellen against Dice. Inverness City are at home to Devonside and Bankery St Ternan. They travel to Maud in the First Division East. Buckenhaven Hearts against Parkvale. Cruden Bay at home to Fraserburgh United. Aberdeen Uni are at the Sports Village to play Lewis United. It's Longside against Sunnybank, and Newmarket United versus East End. First Division West, Bucky Rovers against Spey Valley. Falkirk against New Elgin. Isle of Vale, Forest Thistle. Nairn St Ninian against Burghead Thistle. And of course tomorrow is the start of the Six Nations, and it's the Kolkata Cup at Murrayfield, Scotland against England. If the form in the World Cup, Dave, was anything to go by, we could be looking at a rare Scottish win.
Yeah, I think a lot of positives to take from that World Cup campaign. Agonisingly unlucky against Australia. We had it there. We had it there in the palm of our hands.
Referee again.
Only for it to be ripped away. Yeah, yeah. Who was it? Willie Collum, the referee. Absolutely hopeless. No, I think Scotland will edge it against England.
Narrow win for Scotland, I hope.
That's it on Friday Sports. See you next week.